Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. I am joined by Katrina Hittner.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good here. We're just, bracing ourselves for whatever's about to come.
Exactly, yeah. Cold and blustery conditions upon us here today. And, it's going to be a steady temperature type of day, steady in the 20s throughout, so not much movement from where we are right now with some of those flurries along with the cloud cover and those west winds gusting around 20 to 35 for us. Tonight, back to 9 above, turning partly cloudy, still those breezy west winds, 15 to 25, and then a mix of clouds. So kind of tomorrow, 32 for the high. About 26 Thursday night, mid-40s Friday, partly sunny skies, increasing clouds late in the day. And then Friday night, maybe a rain shower early, and then some snow showers later on in the night, lows to about 19. Back into some highs in the upper 20s with more clouds and sun Saturday. And mid-30s Sunday with a partly sunny sky to end the weekend. But definitely some more ups and downs throughout the next several days ahead here for us.
Yeah, that is that time of year, isn't it?
It certainly is. Yeah, living up to it. Yeah.
Paul, it seems like we've got warmer temperatures than we usually do this time of year. Is that true, or does it just feel that way?
It's definitely been some warmer days, kind of mixed in for us. But, oftentimes our average high is kind of the extreme from, above to well below average, and then yeah. The normal, like the what's in between, and it seems like we don't say a lot of normal days. It's just kind of one side or the other.
Right. Always appreciate the updates from you guys. You have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Sounds good. You too.
Best in the business, right there. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always love catching up with them.
Yes.
Did seem like it's been a little bit warmer. So
yeah, I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago. It was negatives, super cold. And then the next week it was 30s, and I mean, that's just so Wisconsin. Right
it
there.
Really is. It really is. It's just so crazy. There is no predicting the weather, even though we do. Mm-hmm. we get as close as we can, yes. Is really what it is. We got fun things lined up this hour. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. We're also going to have our Word of the Day, Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up for you. Right now, Katrina, are you into Christmas movies? Do you like Christmas movies?
I do like Christmas movies.
Do you have any go-to ones or ones you like to watch every year?
I don't have one that I have to watch every year. I'm a fan of, let's switch it up, but let's watch a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
What did I watch? I didn't watch it last year. I watched an old classic. What was it with Bing Crosby? And it was so good.
White Christmas?
White Christmas, yeah, okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, why haven't I watched that for a long time? It was so good.
There's that. I like mixing it up with both. I like having the classics and then like a modern classic or something like that. And I think one of the more, modern classics that there is Elf. That's one of the more popular ones. It's certainly, it seems to just gain more and more popularity as the years go on. I think that's kind of interesting.
Yep.
Remember the scene in Elf where Will Ferrell has spaghetti for breakfast and covers it in candy and maple syrup. Now, my teeth hurt just thinking about that scene.
Right.
I don't know what his cholesterol was like after that scene or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, his blood sugar probably was like...
I want to know how, that's what I was looking for, blood sugar.
Yeah.
I want to know how many takes that scene took.
He was probably like, one and done, guys.
Yeah,
got
right?
this.
Yeah.
Got this.
Well, now you can enjoy some yourself because a new meal kit version is coming next week.
Oh, gosh.
Warner Brothers teamed up with HelloFresh to do this. You'll be able to order the kits at HelloFreshElfSpaghetti.com. That's HelloFreshElfSpaghetti.com. That's starting next Monday. Each kit costs about $15 and makes two full servings of Buddy the Elf Spaghetti.
Oh, funny.
The kits include everything you need: pasta, marshmallows, various types of candy, maple syrup, chocolate cereal, and generic chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts.
Oh my goodness.
They'll sell out fast, but you'll have more than one chance to buy them. They're making a limited number available each Monday through Friday. They go on sale at 12:25 p.m. Eastern Time with a max of 2 kits per purchase. And I'm
interested to see how many people are actually going to buy this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, silly and fun. I love the idea of just doing something different, but man, I mean, do you want to hang out with those kids afterwards that are going to eat those, or those adults? Either one.
No, I don't. I think legally there should. You know how there's age limits on like toys,
yeah.
Like 4 through 9. You know, yep. Things like that. Like they should have that on this.
Yeah,
they definitely should. If you are under the age of 17, I don't know.
I was going to say 10, but okay, yeah, 17, no. Sure.
I'm thinking of a lot of the high school teachers out there.
Right.
Man, Good luck ever getting this kid to sleep again.
Right.
Like, period. I don't mean like that day. I mean like ever again. Or that child may never sleep again.
Or eat pasta. They're going to be like, well, I only eat it this way now.
Yeah, I didn't want to do the stereotypical Italian thing, but I'm going to have to. It is a little insulting. It is a little insulting to my people.
Right.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
It looks fun. I mean, it's got bright colors. You know, there's like, it looks like different colored M&Ms in there, and you sprinkle the chocolate syrup all over it. Can I just say something that maybe you've already thought of, but I'm just going to say it. So, right, Halloween was only a month ago. You yeah. probably still have some leftover candy. You may be able to create it right now at your house.
I did not think of that. That's a great point. All you need is the
chocolate
what we just
syrup,
told you. Yeah,
spaghetti and candy diced up.
I mean, get some M&Ms, get yeah. some, you know, Pop-Tarts, and just go to town.
But maybe just make it like a small serving, not a whole plateful for your sake.
I like all of this except for the spaghetti part, which is the weirdest part of this probably for me.
Well, yes.
I love spaghetti.
Right. And you don't like to combine things. So
I don't.
Let's talk about that one for
a
second.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. we can dissect that. I'm sure that's the therapy session. That's,
yes.
I would like, this isn't something I could like dive into. I could take a couple bites of.
Yeah.
But I could not. Even in my younger days, I don't know if I could.
Mm-mm.
It's just there's the chocolate and sweet, and then there's this.
Is this a That Ain't Right story? Are we doing that already?
It seems like it's becoming a That Ain't Right story. It's a limited one. It's a limited maybe, That Ain't Right story.
Maybe just you and I are spinning it. We're not doing very good at marketing right now.
No. I do like that they're not, I mean, $15, not to make light of that.
Yes.
It's not cheap, but it's also not like crazy expensive. I do like
but
that.
But if your kid was super into Elf, like this would be a fun
yeah.
thing. I'm just thinking some people do the like 12 Days of Christmas, kind of calendar thing. Like, wouldn't that be yeah. fun if this was something? It was like, all right, today it's a Saturday and we're gonna do this for breakfast.
right. What about like if you, especially if you have multiple kids or the kids have a sleepover and you do something like this in the morning?
Yeah.
Not at night. In the morning when they wake up and
right.
everything.
And then you send them home.
Send them home. Get them out of there. Have fun.
Yep.
They will be able to fly home. They will
yes.
be able to just, their feet
yes.
will never touch the ground. I'm not sure about this one. Mm-hmm. Really not.
Yeah, but interesting. I mean, creative and kind of a fun spin on it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to try it, though.
No. Mm-hmm. I would, if somebody else had it, I would try it, but
yeah.
otherwise, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to stick with food, sort of. You may have heard of the legendary McGold card, which grants cardholders free McDonald's for life.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates and Rob Lowe supposedly have them. There's a couple of other people that do. Like Regis Philbin apparently had
one.
Sure,
but do you get it because you're a regular, or do you get it because you have a certain wealth?
Yeah.
That's my question.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's
a good question. And McDonald's gave away a version of it in a sweepstakes a few years back. Now McDonald's is offering up a dozen of them, and you have a shot at it.
Mm.
McDonald's says three people will get 4 McGold cards, one for you and one for 3 of your friends. It's part of a new SZN of sharing promotion, which is happening on their app from December 5th through Christmas.
That's neat.
There will be daily deals on food and merch orders made through the app, and McGold card winners will be chosen among the participants. They say every day you order through the app, you earn another chance to win.
Hmm.
There are some limits on the gold card. Technically, it only covers 2 free meals per week for 50 years, which should be plenty. I don't know if you should be having that more McDonald's in July. Right. But the winner will be notified in early January, and they'll have to designate the 3 friends to get the other cards at that point. The cards will be connected to the friends' names on loyalty accounts, so you won't be able to sell them. So that's a smart idea,
yes,
right there.
Yes, very smart.
That's smart. As far as promotions go, I think this is a pretty smart one.
Yeah.
McDonald's is pretty good at the promotion game. They've been doing this a long time.
Yep, yeah. For sure.
By the way, McDonald's values a McGold card at about $1,040 per year for 50 years, or $52,000 total. And they'll also give winners a check for $22,000 to help offset taxes on the prize.
Wow.
That is going above and beyond, and you don't see conglomerates do that very often. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
But they're doing all, and it is really, I don't want to take anything like from that. It is cool that they're doing it and everything. But you all that stuff is just to download that app. That is the biggest thing with these businesses nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking yesterday about this, and we're going to talk more and more about it. We're streaming now. We have our own app, the Civic Media app, and it's awesome. And we encourage people to stream us, spread the word about our streaming. Mm-hmm. Let anybody you can tell. I mean, I don't care. Go up to a stranger, turn on their radio, put on their streaming on us. You know, whatever it takes. But we're having fun with it. You know, we're not. I wouldn't say that we're beholden to this or anything like that.
You're not pushy with it. We talk about it.
Yeah, and we're mainly, and part of the reason we talk about it, if we do push it, it's because of for the listeners. Mm-hmm. It's the easiest and quickest way to get us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes the radio signal doesn't come in and everything.
Yep, that's true.
We're there pretty much 24/7.
Yeah.
And that's great. We like being able to offer that to our listeners. Mm-hmm. But we're in this, like, kind of gray area with it where it's cool, it's great, and we want people to download it, but we're not, like, doing this kind of thing necessarily. Mm-hmm. Maybe we will. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it shows you how desperate they are to get people to download these apps. They put a lot of money and a lot of time into these things.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people are downloading them.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why they're pushing this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea, but when you think of it that way, it really makes a lot of sense of why. Okay, well, now I see why they're basically begging you to download this app. Hey, we'll give you free stuff almost every day. You'll have a chance at the McGold card, all this.
Right.
And they're not the only ones doing this. I'm not picking on McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Almost anybody that has an app, nowadays, if there's a deal, chances are you have to download the app to get the deal.
Right.
And that kind of thing. What they're hoping for is people not just to download the app, but to keep it, because that's what other people will do sometimes, too, with these promotions. They'll download it, do what they need to do, and then get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how popular these are either. From what I'm seeing statistically, they're not doing bad, but they're also probably not doing as good as these companies would like them to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But this is the future. This is what you're going to be seeing more and more of, is not only the app thing, but people wanting you to download the app and the different promotions involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's app heavy, or like even self-checkouts, right? Like,
yeah.
There's some of that too where... And I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, there's a moment when I'm like, oh, self-checkout, that's easy. I can just do this.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Then there's the moment of, wait, then I'm not giving a person a job, too.
Right.
Like, I think about it that way. So is this app eliminating X amount of people's jobs? Or is it really more of a convenience thing? So I think it's sometimes you have to rule it out and just like, okay, right now I need convenience, so this is what I'm going to do. Or right now, that doesn't matter. I can wait in line a little bit longer and essentially I give that person a job.
Yeah, yeah. I think the majority of us are in favor of.
Yeah.
And that's what we'd like to do. I don't know. I don't know what the best way all the time is to do these things or how to market these things necessarily. We're all learning that as we go along.
Yes.
But it is kind of interesting to see. That's for sure.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on Mornings at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Zoe Deschanel. Thank you very much. Zoe Deschanel, friend of the show, everybody.
Yes.
We were just talking about Elf, and that's the one that pops up. That's pretty funny. Yeah. For those that don't know, Zoe Deschanel, one of the stars of Elf. So that worked out pretty good.
That was great.
That was so random. That we couldn't have planned that if we were trying to. That was great. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Looking at our personal list here, just our locals and everything, we have two names. So, Katrina, I need you to give me a 1 or a 2.
Let's go 1 today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So we can go right into the celebrating. Want to wish Bill Thomas a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Bill, enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Jerry Hossel.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Jerry, we wish you a great one. Enjoy the day. Make the most of it. Hope it's a good one for you. And congratulations. You are our qualifier for the final day of November.
Yes.
We will announce the November Misty's Menu Certificate winner tomorrow.
All right.
That's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast doing that. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. And again, want to remind everybody, get us these birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to us, info@WFHR or James@WFHR. Like our Facebook page. Direct message us that way with your birthdays and anniversaries. And continue to celebrate with us.
Do it. It's fun. It was great the other day because I heard one of our staff members' birthday and I forgot, and it reminded me. Well, I would have remembered through the day, but it reminded me right away, and I called her and it was wonderful. I was I'm so glad that I put that birthday on there.
Right. See?
And I told her, I'm like, you got to go to Misty's, get a pie. She's like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was fun.
Get yourself to Misty's, get that free slice of pie whenever your birthday comes up, especially if you're celebrating today.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list, and it's jam packed today. Kelly Cuoco is 37. Penny on The Big Bang Theory. She was in a couple of other things, too, and she's been in some stuff since. She's really funny. She's really talented. I don't think her star is fading anytime soon. She's going to keep working.
Nice.
Chrissy Teigen is 37. Lip Sync Battle. She is married to John Legend. She's pretty popular on social media and stuff, too.
Nice.
Her and John Legend seem like a really good couple, too. They seem like they got that down. Clay Aiken is 44, former, I think he was in American Idol, I want to say.
That sounds right.
I don't know if he won or not, but I know he was on there.
Mm-hmm.
The great Ben Stiller is 57.
Oh, just Ben Stiller.
So darn funny. Mm-hmm. Just funny.
He is.
A really good writer and director, too.
Yeah.
He really picked up from his parents. Like you can tell he definitely picked up from them.
I think I need to watch Starsky and Hutch now.
That's a good one. there's a couple of them. Zoolander isn't too bad. He had back in the day, he had a sketch show. The Ben Stiller Show.
Yeah.
And it didn't last for very long. But Bob Odenkirk was on there, who was from Mr. Show, Bob and Dave, and of course Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Janine Garofalo, Andy Dick. There was one or two other people on there that I'm not thinking of either. But it was all big names. Mm-hmm. Like now that eventually would become big names, of course. At the time they weren't. But it was a great show. I don't know. I only got to see the tail end of Walter Payton's career, and I've seen a handful of other amazing athletes, but I still don't think I've ever seen a more overall greater athlete than the man celebrating his 60th birthday today, Mr. Vincent Bo Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Multisport, Heisman Trophy winner, the first man selected for both the MLB All-Star Game and the NFL Pro Bowl. There is a great book out right now on Bo Jackson's life that's really incredible.
Mm.
Because Bo Jackson's the argument is he the last American folk hero? Because growing up, Bo Jackson had all these big stories about him and everything. There's a story about, to prepare for the NFL draft, they will have guys run the 40 time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this rumor that Bo Jackson run a 4.3, which is insane.
Right.
Like, that would be arguably the most fastest time in history for that in the NFL combine and everything. So he does this, and this is way back in the day where we don't got computers and cameras and all this stuff taking pictures of everything. So his NFL coach, Mr. Flores, says, I don't believe him. I don't believe that you did this. So Bo goes out there and runs a 4.8 or no, a 4.7 or something like that. And he does this in pads. And then he runs it again because Flores doesn't believe him, and he runs a 4-4.
Oh, my goodness.
There's little stories like that that exist of him. So this author researched and felt like, what's the truth behind these things?
Yeah.
And he found that there's actually even more, truth and more stories about this guy and just what an amazing athlete mm-hmm. he was. And just interesting person, too. Mm-hmm. I don't think we will ever see another Bo Jackson. I think there's too much money. There's way too much involved nowadays.
It's very different.
If I draft a kid to play for my team in this sport, I'm not going to be giving him millions and millions of dollars, and he can go, maybe break his leg in another sport and lose his career in this sport.
That didn't exist. You were a one athlete. You're just doing one thing.
I don't think you're going to see the multi-athlete thing mm-hmm. ever again, and you're definitely never going to see another Bo Jackson.
No.
Bo Jackson had this play happen when he was playing for the Kansas City Royals, where he's playing center field and he walks the wall. You can look it up right now, anybody. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and Google it if you don't believe me. He walks the wall. The next day, there were a rash of injuries in the outfield for MLB teams mm-hmm. because guys in batting practice and stuff were trying to see if they could do this. And a bunch of them were, twisting their ankles. One guy separated his shoulder. Just an insane athlete. There's very few people in human history that are up there on that level of mm-hmm. where Bo was. Bo knows. Billy Idol is 67 today. White Wedding, Hot in the City, Rebel Yell, Eyes Without a Face.
Yeah.
Billy Idol had a lot more hits than I realized. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I agree. Those are a lot of classics right there you just named, and those are only a few. Yeah.
The one of my favorite and greatest actors I have ever seen, and I think anybody ever will, Mandy Patinkin is 70 years old today. Mm. Saul on Homeland, he was on Criminal Minds. Mm-hmm. He's got a million different roles he's known for. But of course, my name is Indigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die.
Yes.
That is the character. Mm-hmm. That is the line. I do not think that word means what you think it means. I would run around the house driving my parents crazy all day, quoting those lines and lines from that movie. Just one of the greatest I've ever seen.
So very good.
Should also be mentioned, for those that don't know, Mandy Patinkin, you may not see him act that much anymore because he's touring doing singing. He's an incredible singer.
Yeah.
And he tours doing a lot of that. Mm-hmm. He's kind of just gone back to a lot of what he loves to do. And mm-hmm. then he acts, when something really pulls him. But mm-hmm. he's mostly, you see him out there touring and singing and stuff nowadays.
It's interesting. Some actors go from, I guess, acting to singing, and then some singers go from singing to acting.
Yeah.
It's fun.
There used to be this old joke that every singer wants to be an actor and every actor wants to be a singer.
Sure.
I think that stems from a lot of what you're saying.
Sure,
The great Ridley Scott is 85 today, director of Alien, Gladiator, Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, Hannibal, Black Hawk Down, Prometheus. I mean,
wow.
Ridley Scott's career is insane.
Yeah.
We're just scratching the surface, really. Incredible director. And then some people no longer with us, especially doing the job we're doing right here. We can't do this job and not give credit to one of the greats, Dick Clark, born in this day in 1929, passed away in 2012. Now, what are you talking about, James? He's American Bandstand. He was on TV. He was all these things. Mm-hmm. Dick Clark, for many out there, he made his start in radio,
mm-hmm.
Was one of the first, if not the first guy to transition from radio to TV.
Okay.
And kind of show, hey, that could be done. Hey, mm-hmm. some of these people in radio are pretty good on the big screen, the small screen and all that. And,
sure.
Now you see Carson Daly and a lot, mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest mm-hmm. and all of these guys that are doing this now, and mm-hmm. there'll be even more. Mm-hmm. But it all starts with Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Dick Clark, I know that he passed away in 2012. I have no doubt wherever he is resting, full head of hair, full head of black hair. Still looks younger than me.
Right?
Somehow looks younger than me, even though he has passed many years ago. Dick Clark, also, one of the things that I liked about him is his self-deprecating.
Yeah.
He was very good at making fun of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He heard the jokes for years about how he never aged and all this. So he does this guest spot on The Simpsons, mm-hmm. and it was during the Y2K time.
Oh, yeah.
Where we were all worried about mm-hmm. Y2K and all this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a Treehouse of Horror episode. So it's the ball falls, and Dick Clark's doing the big New Year's thing. The ball falls, and Y2K happens, and Dick Clark, oh, no, the old gypsy woman told me this would happen, and, he melts or something like that. It was hilarious. It was
nice.
Just really him playing in on that stuff.
That's great.
Some more names of some people, Robert Guillen, born in this day birthday in 1927, passed away in 2017. Benson, he was Benson, the old TV show. He was also Rafiki on Lion King.
Oh, sure.
Amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
June Pointer of the Pointer Sisters, born on this day in 1953, passed away in 2006. Alan Sherman, born on this day in 1924, passed away in 1973. Hello, mother. Hello, father. My dad used to do that impression all the time.
Nice.
Winston Churchill, I should say, Sir Winston Churchill.
Yes, you should.
Born on this day in 1874, passed away in 1965. British Prime Minister during World War II. After the Royal Air Force scored a major victory, Churchill said, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." Mm. Winston Churchill has about 90,000 quotes.
Yeah, is he our quote today?
There you go. There it is right there, yeah. "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." A lot of interesting history with Mr. Churchill, both positive and negative, but I would say that, there are certain faces in human history that stand out, and I think that you have to take the good, the bad, just the human, the human with them.
Yeah.
The idea of expecting perfection from our history, from history, is insane.
Right.
You can do two things at once. You can look back and say that, hey, this was wrong, this was wrong. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, look at, hey, they did this, this, and this, and that. You have to balance. You've got to be able to chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yeah.
And finally, Mark Twain, born on this day in 1835, passed away in 1910.
Oh, he's born on this day.
Wonderful. I mean, arguably one of our, not arguably, one of our greatest authors.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I was going to say arguably our greatest author, but definitely one of our greatest authors to come out of these American states of ours. Also, one of those authors I really enjoyed reading, not just when I was a kid, but when I went back and read Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
A really, really good writer.
Good writer and diversity of different things he can write about, too.
When I was a kid, I think it was something that I was, I lied to my grandfather about something. I can't remember what it was. And he told me, and he caught me on it right away, of course. And you know, we had fun with the moment. And I remember him telling me, he tells me this quote, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. And that's a quote from Mark Twain. Mm. And I really liked it, and I thought it was really cool. And he's like, oh, you think it's cool? Here. And then he hands me Tom Sawyer.
Nice.
I'm like 8 years old, and I'm trying to read that book and everything.
That's great.
It's just a great author. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Bill Thomas.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Bill. Hope it's a great one. And to our qualifier today, Jerry Hassel. Happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
We appreciate everybody sending us these birthdays and anniversaries throughout the month of November. Thank you so much. We're going to announce the November winner tomorrow, so be listening for that and get us more birthdays and anniversaries. We love to celebrate with all of you. Take a listen to Melissa's News and then head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. They're open right now to 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Getting in the spirit around here. It's a seasonal kind of thing. Hope you are all having a great day out there. 8:40 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. Katrina Hittner with us this morning.
Good morning.
And we are joined right now by our good friend, Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. We're going to get our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday and some other fun stuff. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. Today's national holiday, isn't it?
Yes.
Mandy Patinkin's birthday.
That should be
why
a
aren't we
holiday.
All off?
Why are we working? Yeah. We should all be at home watching The Princess Bride or something like that.
That guy is so talented. And I heard you talking about it. I have to freely admit, man crush on that guy.
Absolutely.
He's just so genuine. I mean, his acting anyway. And as a person, you think that has to come through. You just look at him and you go, oh my God, this guy's such a good guy.
One of like top 20 people I would love to interview.
Yeah.
There are very few people that I can say this. Most people I get around, especially being an actor, if I'm around them, I handle myself professionally. I don't want to be a fanboy or anything. No way. Yeah. No way I'd be able to do that. If I was on the same set as Mandy Patinkin, I would need like an hour. I'd need like, just give me a chance to like decompress a little bit here. I don't know how I can handle this.
No, I, I agree with you. And the talent he has for singing and Broadway.
Yeah, it's just really talented.
People probably don't know as much about as when you see him on Princess Bride or, you know, the crime shows. But he's just a good guy.
I wanted to get into the Wicked Awesome Word. Before we do, though, just a couple of quick things. First, Phil and I were talking the last couple of days on Facebook, going back and forth. And I always enjoy talking to you. Well, I really enjoy talking to you lately because of your profile picture. Congratulations again to you and yours. Just a big congratulations. What a beautiful baby. That's a cute kid. Thank you.
I just got a picture of him this morning that looks like he had a few too many to drink, and he's kind of like his eyes are just barely open, and he's hanging on, man. But yeah, Atlas.
Such a great name.
Yeah, I have to admit, I've never asked her where her and her husband Spencer picked that name, but I love it too.
That's a great name.
It's kind of cool.
Good. I also wanted to also get into this, Phil, because you brought a bunch of them with you.
Yeah.
We got some coloring books that are going on with our sister station.
Yeah, so this has been an awesome project. Tracy, I talked with my graphic designer who's, you know, manager, Tracy Biolo. She's awesome. And so a couple weeks ago, we got to come up with something to give back to the community. What can we do, Tracy, for Christmas? You know, we got to have some fun here and give some, hopefully help some people with the spirit. And so Tracy had this idea in the back of her head for quite a while of doing a coloring book. So we put it together quickly, but we reached out to a lot of our friends that we do business with and got a lot of the things donated for the book. So the cover is donated by Billerud. The innards are donated by Domtar and Midland Papers, great local companies that assisted with this. And then on the back cover, you'll see a bunch of sponsors that kicked in when I reached out to them some money for this. So basically, and I'm covering the cost of the printing and Tracy's time and putting this together. Yeah. And so basically this book comes off as free in the end. And so what's happening is all the sponsorship money that came in for this is over $4,000. Mm. I'm going to walk over to Terry John's office at the United Way, and we're going to have a good Christmas gift for some local nonprofits by giving those proceeds to Terry and the gang over there. So I'm very proud of that. What I want to do and what we're just doing, I mean, these are the first copies. You're seeing them here.
Cool. Fresh
off the press.
Right on.
And what I'm going to do is get these out to some of our sponsors, but also to some of the local businesses that deal with children.
Yeah.
So therapy places, the hospitals, Boys and Girls Club, Family Center, near and dear to our hearts. We're going to get them some copies out to those places so those children can have a little gift for Christmas. So
that is above and beyond, Phil.
No, that
really is. First up, these are awesome. These are great books. These are really, really well done. I really love the images of the characters here because that's what pulls you in to any kind of book, let alone coloring book, reading book, whatever it is. But the book itself is really good. This is incredibly well done.
Oh, thanks. That's Tracy's doing, obviously, and
shout out to Tracy.
To help a little bit. But she's a designer extraordinaire, and I'm very, very happy that we were able to pull this off quickly. I mean, this is our initial run of this. I hope to do this annually.
Yeah.
And we make it kind of like a collector's item maybe or something, you know, through the years here of what we can do. But the book is called The Season of Giving. And I'm very excited to get it out there. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to get it out in the community.
I really appreciate you, your staff, everybody putting so much energy into this. I really appreciate the sponsors as well. Would you mind reading those businesses real quick? We should give them a shout out.
You're awesome. Thanks for doing that. So the lead sponsors are Paul Gross and Robin Cashell over there, tremendous people.
Yes.
Nakusa Port Arthur State Bank and Therapies Plus, who was very excited. They responded the quickest. They saw this and they came back and said, we want to do it, and can we have a couple hundred?
Right.
Because they deal with children, going through things all day. And so that was awesome. So those three were the core sponsors, but then also Crescenda at Next Home, Safeway, Rooterware, which is JP La Chapelle. Awesome local lawyer, David Farnborough, right? He'll hit me.
I always do that too.
Sorry, though. David.
I know. Sorry, David. Right. I do too.
He'll correct me when I see him.
Yeah.
Bazina, Trucking and Excavating, E.O. Johnson, who helps to run our copiers and does a great job. Pro Sticker. Again, they do a lot of labels for the sides of cars, trucks, things like that.
Yes.
So awesome local business. Scott Patrick, the Investor's Choice. Urco Worldwide, one of our great customers, Urco Port Edwards. Mariani, of course, for the Cranberries. Mm-hmm. I walk in there and I almost, if you ever walk into their offices, it takes you like 5 feet backwards. It's like this big, strong cranberry.
Do that.
Sweet smell.
Go over there.
Pass out. And Riverhill Dental. And of course, again, another great local business. And we want to thank, I talked about this, but Billerud. Multiverse. So,
yeah.
And Domtar, another great customer of ours for donating the paper, and Midland, who's a paper distributor here locally. Yeah. So those are the people that all chimed in. Again, I didn't reach out very far. This is our first try, so I just said, I'm just going to throw it out to some of our customers that we deal with that I know might want to help. And so hopefully, again, we'll add more in the future.
You say you want to do this annually. Should people, you know, and I know we're got a year yet away from this, but should people start thinking about that and reaching out to you like, hey, that sounded really cool. I heard you on the radio about that. I'd love to be involved in that.
Oh, you bet. Okay. You bet. And hopefully we make this, you know, we were talking earlier about, how, you know, maybe make it bigger and better. Well, maybe it doesn't need to be bigger and better like we talked about. But the more people that get involved, obviously, the more money we can raise at Christmas time for some local nonprofits and charities.
Yeah, I mean, awesome. It's especially with what we're talking about here, where we're focusing on the kids and anything we can do to give kids stuff that is more exciting and more fun this time of year, never fails to be a hit. That's a great idea, and a big shout out to all of these businesses. These are businesses that put back into your community. These are the kind of people we like to support.
Yeah.
Please do. We encourage you to buy local, support local, including of course our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They join us every Wednesday with a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What do we got for today, Phil?
So I had to bring it with me because I wasn't sure if I was going to pronounce it right when I got over it. Quiddity.
Quiddity.
Quiddity. Q-U-I-D-D-I-T-Y. And it means to have the essence of something.
Oh.
So here, I'm throwing this one at you, James. Okay. James' acting skills has the quiddity of his character's personality.
Oh, nice. Right, nice. I'm also going to put that on my book cover.
The one that they use there, another one I could say is the morning show captures the quiddity of our community.
That actually should be our tagline.
Yeah, right?
That should be our tagline right there. That's really good.
It's another word for essence, basically, but a little fancier, a nice, fun to say word, I guess.
That's great.
So.
We've been having a lot of fun with this segment, you know, and we've talked about this on air, off air, Phil. It's a fun thing to be able to do. We love bringing you back on the air and those kind of things. You've got a long history here at WFHR. But I have to say, just as a kind of a side thing, I love learning new words, and I've just been really, really been enjoying this segment. You've been doing a really nice job with this. We appreciate it.
I'm hoping someone out there is writing these down because I haven't been as much. So I'm waiting for the day where I come back with a word I've already said.
Yeah.
But I'm trying not to.
I've been doing the Star of the Day for years now, and I haven't repeated much. I think I repeated one, it was a couple months ago, and a listener reaches out instantly. Like, instantly. Hey, you know, you did that one. Like, how did you remember that? I didn't even remember that. And I keep extensive, like, crazy notes, and I didn't even remember. So, yeah, they'll remember.
Okay. Yeah.
how did that one come about?
No. I was just scanning. I think that one was I need some fun words, and one of them came up. So if I don't see one during the week, that's what I do. But usually sometime during the week, I'll hear something that like catches my ear, and then I'll keep a little notepad in my car just in case, you know.
How are things going over at the shop?
Doing well. We're busy because we're getting a lot of Christmas items coming in, so people are, I want to do this, and I want to do it now.
Yeah.
And so we're getting a lot of quick turn, which we can pull off, being the small, you know, small place that we are, and local, again, that's so we can do things quickly and get them turned around, and I have a great staff, so we're blessed for that. So we put it to the test every day whether we can make it through the day, but we do, and we do it with, you know, with a smile on our face, and I'm proud to say that, but... Yeah, it's going. We're staying busy, that's for sure.
Especially this time of year with the holidays and everything, sending out greeting cards or just, you know, RSVP cards, all these kind of things. Certainly you look to you guys for those and so many other things. There's really not – it's an endless list of things you guys can do over there.
Oh, yeah, you bet. And a lot of people are having, you know, programs or – benefits or whatever, Christmas parties, things like that. That we're printing a lot of postcards up for that, posters, a lot of fundraising done, of course, at Christmas time, and which is great for local charities. A lot of Christmas expos, things like this weekend. Everybody will be over in Nakusa, I think, this weekend, right?
Yes, Nakusa.
So there, they get their big parade and things. Mm-hmm. And so we've been printing some stuff up for them and Heather, who used to work here, right?
Yeah.
For some events happening over in Nakusa this weekend. Miss Wisconsin Rapids will be there.
Yeah, there you go. That's a get right there.
So that plug in.
and with the coloring books, when will what kind of places will have them?
I'm going to get them out to places that help with children first. But if you're listening and you think you have a need for these coloring books, give me a holler. And we'll try to get you some. We're going to keep track of. We printed 1,000 for this initial run. We'll see where it goes. You know, mm-hmm. if we get the pressure to print more, well, we'll make that happen.
Excellent. Right?
We'll make that happen.
Really appreciate the time, Phil, especially the donuts. We
that too. Yeah.
And the coloring book and the donuts. I mean,
yeah,
it's very
win-win.
Cool that you brought all that to us. So we appreciate that. Thanks for showing us these, too.
Yeah,
really do appreciate it.
Thanks for taking the time to discuss. I'm really proud of this, and I'm really anxious to get them out there and see how they go.
Buy local, support local. Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Open right now till 4. Open most days, but in 9 to 4 is it filled? That you guys are
8 to 4.
8 to 4.
8 to 4. Okay. And if you need to be there before, Tracy's an early bird man, and we're usually there before if we have to be. But yeah, 8 to 4 is normal hours. 8 to 2 on Friday.
You can also give them a call at 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to visit them at their webpage, qpprinting.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. It is a great follow. Buy local, support local. Visit our friends over at Quality Plus Printing here in Rapids. Thanks again, Phil. Good to see you.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, we're already looking forward to next Wednesday. Already looking forward to it. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:54 on the clock. And you have James Jay and Katrina Hittner here with us. And thank you so much for being here, Kat. We appreciate
it. Happy to be here.
I have one more article from the Travel and Leisure section of that website, travelandleisure.com.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty cool. The headline, this scenic Wisconsin region will soon be home to the world's largest naturally filtered lake and floating water park.
Interesting. Tell me more.
In a Midwestern city best known for zipping or twisting down a fiberglass water slide, earning itself the moniker Water Park Capital of the World, mm-hmm. a more natural water park option will debut in time for the summer season. Dubbed the Land of Nature, the 150-acre development in Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, eschewed convention from the beginning with the founders consulting our arboretists and lagoon specialists to ensure the land remains undisturbed. Cutting down trees and pumping chemicals like chlorine into the water was never part of the plan to create this 14 million gallon lake. The Wisconsin Dells, Woodlands, Marsh, Cambrina, Sandstone rock formations, and rolling topography have attracted visitors for 450 years ago. And for those, those are the natural elements the Land of Natura will proudly shine a light on when it opens.
This is so intriguing to me. So it's going to be in Wisconsin Dells, and it's going to be on land. They're not going to be using chemicals. They're not cutting a lot of things down, and they're using the natural landscape of Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Just to build this park, this land park, land water park, kind of, if you will. Yeah.
Which I always think Wisconsin Dells is such an interesting place. It's like the lower part of the Dells is so gorgeous and beautiful and not highlighted very much. And then the above part of the Dells is like, where are you? It's total. Yeah. It's like yin and yang.
I think it's more of a change up than like Milwaukee or Madison.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. I think that you go there, and you're so right about that, especially you're driving there from here,
mm-hmm.
and it's just some beautiful country,
mm-hmm.
and then boom, city.
Yeah.
City life, like almost like downtown metropolitan city kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah, and it's bold and in your face, but if you go down, like, the Dells, the actual rock formation of the Dells, I think the only thing that really captures is they do those, like, duck boat tours.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always said, like, why are they not highlighting a lot of this?
Yeah.
They're really just highlight the above the Dells area.
All the stuff they have down there is great in its own way. The mini mm-hmm. golf, the Ripley's Believe It or Not place, all the
photo shoots.
They got the chocolate spot down there.
Oh, the fun shop.
That's it. The fun
uh-huh.
shop. Yeah.
All the t-shirt shops. I mean, they're fun.
There is one of the coolest little hidden gems in all of Wisconsin there, this safari that is there. I encourage everybody to check it out. It mm-hmm. is so awesome. They got some great animals in there, and it's incredible how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you walk in, it doesn't seem like it. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I rode a camel there. It was
a
awesome.
Camel?
Yeah,
oh,
it was really
man.
Cool. I got
That's
to ride on
great.
A. It was really fun. There's all kinds of all that stuff is great, but I'm so with you on that. Like I think they could do a better job doing that, highlighting that outside area, mm-hmm. and it looks like that's what they're doing here,
which is super fun.
Located on the Wisconsin River's Lower Dells. The first phase of this $60 million project includes building the world's largest naturally filtered lake, Lake Wisconsin Dells. Powered by plants that emerge or engage the all-natural filtration process, in some areas, Lake Wisconsin Dells will be 20 feet deep.
Mm.
The lake will also host America's largest floating water park, a fresh alternative to the town's 20 other water parks, without sacrificing the adrenaline-inducing offerings. The water park will have slides that scale up to 100 and 150 feet. And, wow. That looks pretty cool. Now,
yeah.
This is just a little bit of an artist's rendition that I'm showing Katrina. But, it looks like about what you'd imagine in your head. What a water park on the water.
It's floating. Yeah. You can kind of like run from this thing to that thing, and there's slides, and interesting.
And
what
it's
a good
on the
alternative.
River.
Yeah.
That is so darn cool. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised that I haven't heard more about this.
Or it hasn't happened before.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But
yeah.
Really cool that they're utilizing it in Wisconsin Dells. That's so cool.
There's so many parts of the Dells that I enjoy too. I will say this. I don't know if this is because I'm a transplant and I'm not from here or something, but I could never get tired of doing those duck tours.
Oh, yeah.
I could do mm-hmm. that almost every day of the week, and I would never get tired of it.
I think the one amazing part of it is like, what? I'm taking a vehicle into the water?
Yeah.
Like, that's always kind of amazing.
Well, I remember the field trip we took in like sixth grade mm-hmm. going there, and we get on the tour and seeing the guy who's telling us everything, the tour guide,
mm-hmm.
he's explaining how the water levels have lowered over the years, mm-hmm. and he's showing you on the formations, and I just flipped out over that. I thought that was just the coolest thing. Like things like that have always interested me, and those mm-hmm. tours, they do such a good job with them. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. This is a fascinating thing. I once this opens up, I'm one of the first people that's going to hit this. I cannot wait to check this out.
Nice.
You can find out more by going to travelandleisure.com. Travelandleisure.com. One more time, I want to send a big shout out to our friends at Quality Post Printing, Phil Hartley and the gang. Mm-hmm. That was really cool to have Phil come in.
So cool.
A big shout out to all those businesses, and those coloring books look great.
They look amazing. I'm so excited.
Really
for
nice
the community.
Job there. Stick around, everybody. Got more fun stuff coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Katrina and James taking it to you right here on Mornings at WFHR.